Fuzzy, fuzzy glove, tell your singers clean and blue, look out and he's coming through with eyes that see the darkness of Kent's soul, singing railroad bill, sketches on SNL. Is on the TV still. You can watch The Good Cop if you will. Now I understand what they try to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. But I could have told you, Andy, this world was never meant for one as
Hey, Andy, you like our new theme song?
I do. Who?
That was by David Ray. Thank you, David Ray, for the loving tribute to Don McLean and Andy Breckman.
Oh, I'm honored. I really enjoyed it.
The only problem is it's so damn short that we're not ready to begin the show yet. I'm still wrapping my head, my microphone in gauze.
And I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that I'm still here.
There we go. Now we're set. Hey, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
What am I still doing here, buddy? We did the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. I know.
This now makes no sense.
We're going after our next 30 years.
Yeah. Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Believe me, I can't wait until it's not called that anymore either.
So, yeah, till we're two handsome orphan
Jews.
Two handsome orphan Jews.
Yeah, we realized the other day that we're both orphans.
And we're both handsome.
And we're both Jews.
I realized that. I realized we were both handsome and we were both orphans at about the same moment. And we're both Jews.
Although I'm a self-hating Jew.
Two handsome orphan Jews. That's not bad. That's everything you need to know.
Yeah, it does explain the whole show.
Yeah. If that title's not for you, then you're not going to dig what you hear. Because that's who we are. Which of those words is in quotes?
None, but there is a comma.
Yeah, there's a comma after handsome. Handsome's in quotes and Jews are in quotes. the word two and orphan, that's completely objective.
And it's orphaned.
Orphaned Jews. Oh, yeah. You're right. That's better.
Orphaned,
yes.
Yeah.
Two handsome, comma, orphaned Jews. Yeah. No, no.
No?
No, because then it just sounds awkward on the tongue.
Okay, orphaned. That's why the word orphan is often substituted for orphaned.
I understand Don McLean is in the news today.
Yes, big New York Times op-ed in today's paper excoriating him. Excoriating
him. I'm going to look up the word excoriating. If it means what I think it does, I can't wait to read it. What was the name of the woman who wrote it?
I can't remember.
Wait, I got to find
it. The professor at Bard College.
That's all you need to
Jennifer,
know right there.
Jennifer something.
Jennifer, she has a hard time listening to American Pie.
Right.
Because she knows Don McLean.
He's a wife beater.
Yeah, was arrested for domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, man, our hearts go out to Jennifer, that poor girl.
And despite being a wife beater, he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Well, I think because he's a wife beater,
he got a star. Oh, that never occurred to me.
Will you take some advice from your old pal?
Yeah.
Give this girl Jennifer, this writer of the op-ed, give her a show. Please give her a show. And she'll only play music by rock stars that have never mistreated or disrespected women. That will be the show. Please give her 2 hours a week. Oh, my God, please. The empowerment hour.
So what would it be?
I guess you'd be playing a lot of...
All...
I don't know. Who would you be playing?
I don't know. I was any name I come up with, no, he probably abused somebody. I was going to say James Taylor or Paul Simon.
Danny Partridge?
Oh, no. David, Danny Bonaducci.
Danny
no.
Bonaducci. No, David, David, what's his name?
David Cassidy?
David
Hell no.
Cassidy.
Oh, no, no.
Hold on. There must be somebody she could play.
No.
Well, what will she play? She has 2 hours to fill.
Well, maybe.
Is she just going to talk for 2 hours?
We got to find somebody who's never abused anybody. It's got to be somebody.
In rock and roll?
Yeah. Leo Sayer.
Yeah, Leo Sayer. He's a saint.
Yeah.
He's an angel among us.
Yeah.
Heaven must be missing an angel because we have Leo Sayer.
He could not have abused anybody. He's too small.
Was he short?
He's a teeny tiny little man.
That's it. She'll just play short music from short rock stars and chicks. Chicks and dwarfs.
Well, congratulations. I have to buy some.
Where's she from? Vassar? Wait, where's she from?
No, Bard.
Yeah, Bard.
Annandale.
She can do it from her office, right?
You should not criticize her. She's on your side. She's anti Don McLean.
Well, now that it's trendy to attack the man, I'm going to defend the man. That's a no-brainer. Don, I'm with you on this one. She can't. She doesn't know. Oh, read the op-ed page.
Yeah, the op-ed.
She doesn't know. Can she enjoy Eric Clapton anymore?
No.
Can she enjoy Mick Jagger?
No.
Probably not Johnny Cash.
Nope.
Probably none of the Million Dollar Quintet, right?
No.
Elvis Presley, she can enjoy him, right?
No.
Oh, no, that poor woman, that poor professor. What does she listen to at night?
Might I interest her in a song called You Make Me Feel Like Dancing?
Wait, how about classical music? Is there any refuge there?
No.
How about jazz music?
Nope.
Miles Davis?
No. Wagner? No. He was a Nazi.
Is that the only thing? Is that the only demerit he has? Maybe she'll look past it.
No, he also kept...
What was her name? Give me her name.
Wagner kept library books
Bring
out.
It up. Bring up your email.
Hell
Bring
no.
up your email.
No.
I want to know her name.
I'm not bringing it up.
All right, I'll have to look.
We have a radio show to do.
Then I'm going down the rabbit hole right now.
I
get the New York Times here. Wait a minute. If you don't look it up, I have to look it up. And the show
All
will
right,
come
to I'll explain what we're doing tonight. Tonight, the...
hold on.
Oh, that's right. I have to go to the random word generator. Tonight, the program is called The Secret Word.
Yeah.
And we have the Merzbow ready. We have the Merzbow headphones ready. So, for example, Andy is going to put on the Merzbow headphones.
What is her name?
And then I am going to announce a secret word. Andy will look away while I announce it, and he'll have Merzbow in his cranium, so he won't be able to hear it. And then you, the listeners, and I will know the secret word.
It's not online, though.
Let's say it's, oh, yeah, it is. Let's say it's popcorn. Then we'll take three calls in a row where the listeners have to try to trick Andy into saying the word. And if we can get three calls in a row.
Without you saying the word.
Without Andy saying the word or without me saying the word, then the listeners get 1 point. If Andy figures out what the word is and says, I know the word, it is popcorn, Andy gets 2 points.
All right.
If I say the word or a caller says the word, it's a negative point.
If anyone has a subscription, wait, are you still yapping about the show?
No, it's there. It's there. It's online.
What's her name?
It's Jennifer something.
Professor Jennifer.
Don't worry
something.
About it. Let it go.
I'm obsessed with these people.
Let it go.
Like the woman that got the Jeopardy host canceled by going through
his old podcast.
I know. I'm just haunted by these women. They all look alike when you look at their pictures. They're all the same women. I think they're the same women.
They all look like me.
It's like my worst nightmare.
Random
they all haunt
word.
Me. All right, so wait, what are we doing?
We're playing the secret word.
How does it work now?
I explained it.
You didn't explain it to me.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Here's the random word generator. Oh, well, we got to turn this also.
You pattern.
Well, that's
actually, the word.
Well, that's, you want to play a sample round?
No, okay. We're ready to go.
We're ready to go. Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
I think here's how I think it should work. I put on your headphones from hell.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
The headphone of silence.
Yes.
I won't be able to hear you.
The Merzbow headphones.
Right. You whisper to the audience, to our listeners, the word of the day.
Right.
The secret word.
Yes.
I can't hear it.
Right.
And I think you then will engage me in conversation for a minute.
Okay.
Everyone will have 1 minute.
Okay.
I think the rule is I have to respond. I can't just clam up.
Right.
And I have to respond on topic, I guess.
Yeah.
And you will try to trick me into saying the word. Wait, I think 30 seconds. That's plenty.
Okay, fine.
Okay. You have 30 seconds. You have to trick me, lure me into saying the word. And I will try to discern what word you're trying to trick me into saying. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you can't do it, caller one will try. And if they can't do it, caller two will try.
Right.
And if caller one, two, or you can't do it, I'm taking the 2 points.
Right. No, you take 1 point.
I'm taking the point. But if I can discern...
If you can discern the word, you get 2 points.
It's great to hear the word discern, isn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, are we ready to go?
I don't think I've ever used that word out loud.
Hi, you're on the air.
No,
this is Ray from Amherst again.
Hi, Ray.
Wait, no, you have to initiate the round with the secret word.
Hey, Ray, hang on a second.
Okay.
So wait, I have to put on these headphones from hell.
You have to put on the Merzbow headphones.
All right, I'm taking off these headphones.
And you have to look away.
Okay, but wait, let's play a little bit so the listeners can hear what I'm hearing. This is what I'll be hearing to block out what Ken's voice. No, wait, I got to plug it in. Oh, okay.
I did it that way.
All right.
It's a Merzbow song called München.
Yeah.
München, which means Munich.
Okay. All right. I'm putting this on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm looking away.
Okay, you're looking away.
I can't hear anything.
And now I'm putting on, I'm going to turn off Andy's mic because I know he's going to scream.
Okay.
There's the Merzbow in his headphones.
You can make it louder.
Okay.
You can make it louder.
Oh, really? Okay.
There it is.
And now Andy can't hear me, and I'm going to announce the secret word. The secret word for everybody listening is sight.
Ken.
Did you all hear that?
Ken, this is not cool.
Sight. Okay. All right. We're done.
Ken.
We're done. Oh there
God.
We go.
Nothing is worth it.
All right. So
nothing
now we have our first that. Secret word. And how you feeling?
That really is excruciating.
Yeah.
How many T-shirts do I have to steal to make that worthwhile?
There's no amount of T-shirts that'll make up for that.
Okay, so you've shared a common word.
Correct.
With the audience.
Ray, did you catch the word?
I did.
All right.
Okay.
I think I understand how we're playing.
Okay,
good.
You're gonna try to. All right, Ken, do you want to go first, or does this young woman on the phone?
No,
go
let's
first?
Let Ray go first.
Okay. I guess my first question is: name a word that rhymes with the secret word.
Wait, she talks to you. You don't.
Well, I need a little hint.
You don't interrogate her.
Okay, how about this? Spell the word.
No, she's interrogating you.
Spell the word backwards.
She's engaging you in conversation.
Okay, ready to go. Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Ray.
If you ask someone for directions.
Yes.
What's your favorite direction to go?
Do you mean if I stop a stranger on the street?
Yeah. Yeah, and you say...
I'm looking for downtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
I would just name the destination.
Right.
Yeah. And then when you're in another country and you're trying to
Well, that will never happen.
You don't go to other countries?
That's crazy talk. Why would I go to other countries?
You've been to other countries.
Do they have Burger Kings?
Yes, of course.
Yes, okay. They do. In Thailand, they have a beautiful Burger King.
Has a Burger King.
I'll go to Thailand. I'll bring my nephew.
Yeah.
If you bring your nephew to Thailand, the trip pays for itself.
I'm not sure. Let's see. I don't want to say the word out loud.
I think I've gotten to the 30-second mark.
Yeah, I think we're good, Ray.
Okay.
Good try. And now we go to listener number two, who also gets to try to...
Let me just try to think this through. What this last caller wanted me to say, she asked, what's your favorite direction?
Burger-related.
I don't know if it's burger-related. Okay, I have to be sort of on guard now.
Right.
Okay, I'll take the next call. What could she have wanted me
to... Hi, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, it's Sam the Appraiser.
Hi, Sam. Did you get the secret word?
Yes.
Good. Go ahead and engage Andy in conversation.
Oh.
Perfectly
Hi,
innocent
Andy.
Conversation.
Hi, Sam.
Good to talk to you.
Very nice to hear your voice.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color?
Yeah.
Is brown. Earth tone.
And what's your
earth
favorite
tones?
Kind of car?
What's your favorite color, Sam?
Red.
Loser.
What?
No, that's not the secret word.
Okay, I'm sorry. And you're asking me?
What's your favorite kind of car?
My favorite kind of car?
Yeah.
Brand, like Chevrolet or something.
I'm not a car guy. Well, we own a Chevy Volt. That's a nice hybrid.
Uh-huh.
And which one of your five senses is your favorite?
Which one of my five senses?
Yeah.
Well.
You had to pick one.
You mean if I was going to lose four of them?
Yeah.
Which one would I retain?
Keep one. Like, I know, for me, I know what it would be.
Well, you've already lost three of them, I know.
No, I can still taste pretty good.
I'm talking about your sense of humor.
Okay. Well, that's not one of the senses.
Sense of music, sense of rhythm.
Not the official senses. We're talking about, you know, the five normal senses.
Okay. Is this guy trying to make me say... Okay.
If you think you know the word, you have to declare that you know the word.
I'm trying to triangulate between this call and the previous call.
Right.
Careful, triangulate is almost the word. Very close.
Okay, I'm going to say smell. I believe I dodged a bullet there. Wait.
No, you win.
No.
Oh, did I get through it?
Yeah, you got through it. Thanks, Sam.
What was your word?
The word was sight.
Uh-huh. Oh, I sensed it. Okay.
Yeah.
My spidey sense was
tingling. So Andy gets a point. Team Andy gets 1 point.
Hey, I'm on Team Andy.
Yeah.
That's good news for me.
Yeah, that's you. And now
okay,
it gets really complicated because I have to put on the Merzbow headphones.
Okay, but first I have to hear the volume level to make sure it's deafening.
No, it's fine.
No.
Trust me.
No, I don't trust you.
But you also have
trust
to,
me.
You also have to come over
That's
here.
That's what Don McLean's wife said. Well, I do?
Yeah, you have
Why?
To come over here and
No, I have my own word.
Oh, okay, you have
I
a word.
I don't need your damn word.
Okay.
A word generator. I've been using words since I was 18.
All right, I'm ready to put
okay,
on
Okay, let me hear. Let me just hear hit play. Hit play.
Well, it's going into my headphones. Now.
Put it into these headphones. Into these.
Wait, I have to put it into my headphones.
No, you don't. You just play it. Just hit play, Ken. Trust your friend. Okay.
Loud
okay,
enough.
Now take your headphones
okay.
off.
I'm taking my headphones off, and I'm putting on the Merzbow headphones, also known as the Cone of Silence.
Okay.
Okay. Ah!
Yeah, exactly. Suck on that, Ken. Okay, the word is baby. Okay.
Let me know when I can take them off.
Okay.
Whoa.
Exactly.
That is...
And Woo. they're great live, that band, by the way.
They
we
are.
Should we should go.
All right. So now there's a secret word out there. I don't know what the word is. If you know what the word is, give a call at 201-209-9368 and you try to trick me. Take three callers in a row who try to trick me into saying the word. But if Andy or the callers say the word, then they get a negative point.
Okay. Should I go first for 30 seconds?
Sure.
Okay.
Still thinking about Don McLean and that professor from Bard College?
I got to know her name. Somebody call me with that name. I got to know. I got to put her on the list. I'm going to start making a list. Chicks to avoid. I will never buy these chicks a pretty hat.
They probably have all the pretty hats they need.
Phone
number is 201-209-9368, and there's nobody calling to play this game, the secret word.
Okay, then I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's talk about the Beatles.
Okay.
Okay.
Mercy Beat.
Mercy Beat.
Tony Sheridan, My Bonnie.
Was that their first? Oh, that's right. They were...
The Cavern Club. Yeah, they backed up Tony Sheridan. They did My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
What were some of their other early songs?
Candles in the Rain.
Yeah.
I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover.
Clover, is that the word you're trying to avoid?
Yeah.
No? And who would you say it was the fifth Beatle?
Oh, clearly Murray the K. Or Scott Muni. Who was definitely a DJ.
Yeah?
The fifth Beatle, yeah.
Did you ever meet any of these guys, like any of these other DJs?
Never met either of them. Scott Muni. I did speak to Scott Muni once. I never spoke to Murray the K.
Okay, wait. I got to remember what
nobody's
my word was.
Nobody's calling here. Come on. It's 201-209-9368. And you're simply supposed to trick me into saying the secret word.
Okay. Tell me about your family. Tell me what's your fondest memory of being a father?
My fondest memory of being a father. Is
like there was one day you could put in a bottle, like Jim Croce said.
Yeah.
Time in a bottle. What would you call one day?
I guess it was bringing home Harry's umbilical cord.
What?
I brought home Harry's umbilical cord. The doctors let me keep it. They don't do that anymore. Now if they cut off a part of a body, even if they cut off a part of your own body.
Wait. How did this work? You were in the delivery room with Hank.
Yep.
And then what happened exactly?
And then my son was born.
Yeah.
And they let me cut the umbilical cord.
Wait, doesn't that hurt the child?
Well, they have to cut the umbilical cord. What do you expect, that the kid's going to drag around a dried placenta the rest of their life?
Wait, hold on. The umbilical cord, just remind me what that is again.
It's the tube that connects the baby to
there it is, baby. That's the word.
Oh. Well done.
Thank you.
Another point for Andy.
Oh, wait, I have to hit the ding. How do I hit my ding button?
There's no ding.
I go ding manually?
Ding, 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 ding. You're kicking ass here.
I wonder what our listeners would have done to get you.
Wow. All right, so anybody who's calling now, you might as well hang up and call again, because now Andy has to put on the cone of silence.
Well, I can stay on the phone if they can hear. They can just play along.
We need to play a new...
I know, but they'll hear a new word.
Yeah, so you put on the cone of silence.
But they don't have to hang up and redial. Well, I guess they do.
I'd rather have them do that, just to make sure they don't think that it's the old...
You want to flush them out.
Yeah, I want to flush them out, exactly.
You want to get fresh listeners.
Wow, the word was baby. Oh, well done, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put on...
Maybe the police could use me in tough cases if they're trying to trick gangsters.
All right, let's put on the Merzbow headphones.
Oh, no, this is the worst part of the process.
I'll be quick.
All right, well, here. This is what I want to listen to.
Ah, it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm here. Oh, no.
Look away.
Oh, Jesus.
The secret word is mile.
This is painful.
M-I-L-E.
This is painful.
Just okay, done,
just
done,
one
done.
Word. Oh, thank God.
Whew. And the phone number is 201-209-9368 if you would like to...
Now, shouldn't we have a buzzer or
a
bell to ring?
Oh, I got a buzzer, yeah. Give me that. Where's that other thing? Oh, man, it's so complicated.
You don't just have a buzzer on this big computer setup?
No, it's too big for a buzzer. But I got the buzzer now.
All right.
So,
if a meteor hits the Earth right now,
yeah,
I will have won.
Right.
Because it's 2-0.
And
Come on, meteor.
Is that something you worry about? Meteors hitting the Earth?
I do.
Why?
I hope if a meteor hits the Earth, it's one of them Nerf meteors.
No, there's no.
That would just bounce off.
I don't think there's any Nerf meteors.
Oh, no. Because them rock meteors, they're nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
I hope the word wasn't meteor.
What's the closest?
Or Nerf.
What's the closest that a meteor ever gets? I don't think they really get too close. I think the closest they ever get is maybe, you know, half the distance from here to the moon. I think that's
No, you're talking about comets. Meteors hit the Earth all the time.
Oh, you're right. A meteor is a comet that enters the atmosphere.
Yeah, meteors probably have hit the Earth since we started the show.
That's true.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think they're waiting for the show to start. I don't think there's a cause and effect. I'm just saying every 25, 30 minutes, a meteor probably hits the atmosphere.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a meteor?
Yeah. How many have you seen?
I've seen a lot.
How many? Name a number.
Hundreds.
Oh, damn.
Shooting stars or meteors?
Yeah, I've seen 8.
Yeah.
Damn.
How close was it?
How close was yours?
They were right above my head.
Oh, damn. Mine were on the horizon. Damn.
All right.
Damn, I can't beat this guy at anything.
I struck out. So, buzzer for me, right?
Oh, wait. How's this work?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Hi, you're on.
Where did that buzz?
You're on the air. Do you know the secret word?
Hi, I'm Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. Wait. What? Somebody's going to try to trick me now?
Yeah.
They have 30 seconds.
But they can't talk in a funny voice. That's the
No,
that's
and
the,
I will engage them in conversation, but I will all be on my, I will be talking very carefully.
Right.
I will be on guard.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Kiefer.
Hi, Kiefer.
You love the show.
I can't believe I made it through. It's nothing but a Christmas tree, the phone line.
And you know the secret word for this round?
I think so.
Okay, great. Go ahead and engage Andy in perfectly innocent conversation.
Hey, Uncle Andy. Never seen an asteroid, but as I'm driving, I wonder how fast they move through the sky, you know?
They look like they're going pretty fast.
I think Ken's right. They're going pretty fast.
Yeah.
How fast would you say they're going?
They hit the atmosphere.
I say they're not just going fast, as I stated earlier. They're going pretty fast.
How fast is pretty fast?
Pretty fast is not quite very fast, but it's faster than sorta fast. It goes like this. Sorta, pretty, very.
Hmm.
Oh,
so
man.
Like 600, 700,
yeah.
1,000?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's right, Kiefer.
Yeah. How many furlongs do we think they go?
I think they go pretty furlong.
Huh.
Not very furlong?
They go sort of furlong.
All right, Kiefer.
Yeah, I'm not so great at this.
It's been a gallant
Andy's
try.
Pretty good.
Okay. Now, wait. I have to digest that last call and try to figure out what the hell is this guy trying to get me to say.
Yeah. Was he trying to get you to talk about British weights and measurements and
he wanted
stone?
He wanted a number out of
four score and 7 years ago.
He
scores
wanted a number.
Stones.
I have to be careful.
About numbers. Yeah, be very careful about numbers.
You be careful about numbers.
Like 5, 50.
I'm not repeating anything you say.
770. All right, let's take our next call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
But Kiefer did bring up an interesting subject.
Hi, Pam. Pam, do you know the secret word for the current round?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Are you going to ask me how fast I think asteroids move?
No.
Oh,
you
thank
want me
God.
To?
No.
Do you know?
So, Andy, remember you said that if I died, you would come to my funeral if you were nearby?
I
remember that.
I don't recall
and
that.
You know where Pam lives, right?
I'm just wondering, like, how far away. I never got an exact answer as to how far away that you would be willing to come, like if you had to drive.
Oh, I see.
And Pam's in California. You're frequently in California for.
I am occasionally in California.
Work. Yeah.
So, Pam, you're looking for a number. You're looking for what the radius is.
I'm not looking for a radius.
Where you want to know how close?
In a circle.
You mean if you, God forbid, were hit by a meteor tomorrow?
A bus. Yeah.
Or van. Let's say a bus.
Okay.
No.
Probably
a van.
One of those self-driving cars. You know that.
Yeah.
You can't. I don't even know how fast they go.
An Econoline van.
No, it'd be a self-driving car.
Self-driving car.
That would be heartbreaking. You know why, Pam? For two reasons.
Why?
We would lose you, and there'd be no one to sue.
Okay, but in any event, you're avoiding my question, so
yeah.
I'm trying to get an answer from you. I want to know how much you love me.
Yeah.
I love you.
Your answer will
pretty
help
much.
Me figure that out.
Okay, you want a number. You want a number.
Are you going to fly out to California for Pam's wedding? That's my question.
For Pam's funeral.
Oh, for her funeral.
I would fly out for either your wedding or your funeral.
You're in California.
If I'm there.
But you hate flying.
All right, so say you're here.
I'm just going to avoid numbers.
Okay.
Do you still fly?
I do fly.
Yeah.
I do fly.
Fly United?
I actually do fly.
Okay,
I have on the United Miles.
Yes! He said it! He said it!
I did.
Miles.
Oh, damn.
Yay!
Oh, you guys are good.
All right.
Yay!
I guess I get that.
Wow, you and your partner, Pam.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well done, Pam. You took that in a very smart direction.
Oh, you could have asked me to talk about my grandkids.
Whatever. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Pam. You mean Miles?
Miles, yeah. My oldest grandson.
Right. Okay. I got to plug in the Merzbow headphones again.
Oh, gosh.
Because due to poor planning, I didn't get a Y adapter. All right, so now Andy's going to come up with a word while I wear the Merzbow headphones. you fast? You ready?
I don't know.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Don't say nothing yet.
All right. I don't know.
Here we go.
Okay.
Ah!
The word is pizza. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
You couldn't hear it? I know.
Oh my God.
I know it's painful.
Whew.
Well, now you know what our listeners feel like.
Yeah.
Now maybe you can empathize a little.
All right. So now Andy's going to try to get me to say the secret word, and then it's the caller's turn at 201-209-9368. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay. Ken?
Yep.
Tell me about the best birthday party you ever had for yourself, or I guess maybe your parents.
Well, I guess it was probably my 60th. Yeah. And you were there. You emceed it.
That was your best birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, give me a hug.
Down at Monty Hall.
Oh, no, buddy. That was your best birthday ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my friend.
Why?
Oh, I love you so much. Oh, things must be tough for you.
Well, that was a good party.
Oh, God. Oh, what a life you must have had. What an ordeal. Oh, Ken, don't say that.
Come on. It was fun.
All right, just remind me.
I haven't had many birthday parties. Mm. I'm very unsentimental about birthdays, so.
And remind me about that birthday. What transpired?
It was kind of like a roast. DJs and friends came up to the microphone.
Oh, it was at a restaurant?
No, it was in Monty Hall.
No, it was at a restaurant.
No,
we rented a room.
No.
No, because I remember us eating.
We didn't have to rent a thing.
Wait. I remember us eating.
No, we made a lot of popcorn, and it was down in Monty Hall.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Oh.
Should we take some calls?
Sure.
All right.
We're 201-209-9368. You know the secret word. You have 30 seconds to make Uncle Ken say the secret word.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I the caller?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. You love the show.
Hi, Uncle Ken.
Hi.
Love the show.
I love you.
Love you, too. Uncle Ken, do you like the old cartoon with the turtles?
What?
The mutant turtles.
Do I like the old...
Teenage Ninja Turtles?
Oh, Teenage Ninja Turtles. No, I was never into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But you do know what they like to eat, right?
Oh, yeah. Turtles love to eat.
Because I forgot. Can you remind me?
Like most animals, turtles love fruit. They love melons.
Yeah, but that's not mutant turtles.
No, not mutant turtles.
What do they like to eat?
Oh, the
different, right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember what it is, though.
Yeah.
Can you remind me?
Mutant turtles like to eat PCBs.
PCP?
Yeah, PCBs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not
polychloral benyl.
They just eat it raw? They just eat it out of a bowl?
Yep.
Oh,
If they're lucky, if they have
when they go on holiday.
If they have a loving parent.
They have a little special thing they like to eat there, right?
I know, and then they wear those funny little costumes.
What is that thing again?
It's a turtle tuxedo.
No, the thing, the special food they like to eat.
Oh, yes. I believe it's caviar.
Yeah. Well, this guy's sort of on the nose there.
All right.
201-209-9368.
All right. So clearly I've hung up on him, and clearly the word is something that mutant turtles would eat. Okay. All right, let's take another call.
You have such a wide range of knowledge in your life. I can't believe you don't know this. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I see you guys just aren't edgy anymore, you know?
Oh, Lord.
Like, you know, you used to do stuff where you prank people.
Uh-huh.
What was the one where you delivered Chinese food to a fraternity in Hoboken or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always remember that as being a really bad show.
We did? We delivered. What did we do?
Yeah, we pre-recorded. We bought one of those round cheese-covered bread things, like a focaccia, only it starts with the letter P. And we went around trying to sell slices of it to the fraternity houses in Hoboken.
I suspect this is going to be uphill. I think we're facing some... Hey, you can go for 2 points. You can go for 2 points right now.
I think I know that... Oh, you're trying to trick me now. You think I think I know. But now...
You're not willing to take a guess?
I was going to, but not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Well, if this call ends, then you do get 1 point.
Well, no, we can't take one more call.
No, I tried, and then two calls.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to try to get... Okay, the game's over. That round's over.
The round's over. No, I didn't say the word.
No, you did not. The word was pizza.
Oh, wow. I could have gotten 2 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ninja Turtle guy, I think, was not as strategic.
I had no idea that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles liked pizza.
They don't like pizza. They love it, man.
Didn't Garfield also like pizza?
I don't know. Yeah. Do I have to wear those stupid headphones again?
Yeah.
I've been dreading that.
Yeah. Put on... Everybody who's on the line, hang up.
Why? Why can't they stay?
Because they might miss the new secret word. There's going to be a new secret word. And then you have
I'm
to.
I'm dreading this. I have to put on the headphones from hell.
Yeah, you have to put on the headphones from hell.
Of silence.
And
all
look
right.
And look away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do I look away? So I don't read
so
your
you can't
lips?
See my. Because I'm truly picking random words.
All right.
You came in with a list. All right, let me turn on.
I didn't know.
The MERS.
Jesus, Ken.
The MERS bow.
Jesus, Ken.
Okay.
No.
The secret word is polish.
Jesus.
P-O-L-I-S.
Just say a word.
Okay, we're done. 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 Done and done. Whew. All right. So what do you do all day these days, Andy?
All right, I'm going to guess what I think the word is.
Okay.
Is it nap?
No.
I'm just...
I won't take any points away because that was a single.
Now I feel I can safely answer your question. I nap.
If you know the secret word, give us a call at 201-209-9368.
I'll be leaning into the word nap.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like nap.
I nap a lot.
Yeah. And
I'm feeling pretty nappish now.
And then you wake up and you drive here.
Yeah.
In your car.
You know, the best time of day, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you also nap on Wednesdays occasionally.
Well, sometimes.
Post-nap.
Yeah.
Those 2 or 3 hours post-nap.
Oh, those are sweet.
Those are sweet hours.
Yeah.
You want to catch me post-nap.
What kind of car are you driving these days?
What kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving the same old thing, a Ford Blue Pinto, Blue Ford Pinto. How about you?
I got that hybrid car.
Yeah. Oh, the Honda hybrid.
Hey, guess what?
What?
My wife bought a car.
Yeah.
A Toyota Corolla.
Uh-huh.
With manual transmission.
Really?
And I can't drive it.
Cool.
She bought a car that I cannot drive.
That is so smart.
That's so arrogant.
That's great.
Such a power play.
Right. Did she learn how to drive a stick just for that car?
No. She's always
known. She knew. But you feel like you cannot learn how to drive a stick.
If her car's in the driveway, I'm trapped.
Yeah. Why don't you learn how to drive a stick?
I guess when they were teaching how to drive manual transmission, I was napping.
Damn. That's why it's always good to have a friend to nudge you awake.
Always.
During the important parts.
That's, I think, the basis of our friendship.
Yep. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and now two listeners.
Hold on, let me think of, wait, let me just kind of replay this last exchange.
Okay.
You wanted me to name a make of car.
Eh, it doesn't matter. I was just making conversation. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, this is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
So, yes, Sasha, sir. Why don't you proceed and make perfectly innocent conversation with Andy Breckman?
Maybe. I'm on guard.
Yeah, sure. So
I'm being careful.
My girlfriend was driving me crazy this week.
Yeah. You can't kill her. That's against the law.
Well, if she attacks you, you know, then you, you know,
if you provoke her.
Under certain circumstances, you could kill her.
Yeah. If you provoke her.
She would have to be trying to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, we were
aren't
going
you glad
out,
you
like,
called,
the,
Sasha?
The bathroom, like, smelled weird and, like, was crazy after she was done with it, you know?
Wait, you were in the bathroom?
No. I went in the bathroom afterwards, and it smelled like something. I don't know what kind of cosmetic stuff she was using, but it had, like, this, you know, chemical smell.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. I know what you mean.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know, how...
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I experienced the same thing with my wife, Hank.
Yeah.
Use the bathroom. Before I know it, there's like solvents and toothpaste and underarm deodorant wafting out of the bottom of the bathroom door.
When that happens, I just go to the couch.
And nap.
The safety of the couch and the safety of that beautiful word.
Well, I can't because the butane usually raises my heart rate. And it makes
the butane?
It, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can't go to the bathroom with, is it heptane? Or
you
what
can't go to the bathroom after your girlfriend?
Right, it's, what is it, methane? Or, yeah, there's some, yeah, those weird chemicals.
You're trying to make me say a weird chemical?
No! We're just making innocent conversation.
About Sasha's girlfriend? About the odors that are omitted? Emitted.
Hey, Sasha.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend. Her name's not Hank, is it?
No.
Okay, good. Just some similarities there.
Because they both emit.
Yeah, they emit.
Her name is Katarina, actually.
Katarina.
Heptane and methane and naphthol and...
What are you...
Yeah. The odors that women...
Her last name ends with like a CZ. Kind of a weird last name.
Okay, right, Sasha, thanks. We're moving on.
All right, sir.
Was that our second call or our third call? I believe it was our first call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Surreal.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you love the show.
I do.
Did you take a nap today?
I didn't get time for a nap today.
I'm down to one nap a day. One nap a day, that's me.
Oh, yeah, weaning yourself off?
Yeah, because, you know, life goes by pretty fast. You don't want to miss anything.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you at your max, like 5 or 6 naps?
I was
a day?
Up to 3 naps a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And then sometimes when I'm napping, I dream I'm sleeping. So that's like 2 naps right there.
Yeah, that might be a nap squared.
Nap squared.
So when you nap and you have a dream that you're sleeping, is the sleep that you're dreaming about during your nap, is it a nap or is it a full-fledged evening sleep?
Here's my response. Shut up.
So, Mike, any further questions?
I live in Greenpoint in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's...
Good nap in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice there's neighborhood. Also, you know, clean. Very clean.
Clean neighborhood.
Yep.
I'm just gonna, gonna play it safe and repeat.
Diversity and you know.
Spick and span.
It's like walking in a minefield. I can step where you step. I can repeat words that you have used.
Yes,
I see. I
absolutely,
see.
And that's where the old FMU record fair was at in Greenpoint.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good restaurants. You know, they've got a lot of pierogies and sausage.
Oh,
and,
love pierogies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love,
that kind of food.
Love those pierogies.
Yeah. And, Yeah, yeah. So I was wondering what kind of stuff you like on that menu. Like, are you down with a hearty?
Yeah. What would you eat if you went to Greenpoint, Andy?
What would I eat?
Yeah.
If I went to Greenpoint.
Other than a nap.
I guess I'd have a ham and cheese sandwich.
Good choice.
Ah, that's not. You know, they're not known for that. But
no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yeah, if you go to a pierogi joint, you might have trouble finding a ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, nice try, Mike.
Nice try, all Mike. Right. Nice try, Ken. Nice try, Sasha.
I think Andy defeated us and got another point. The word was polish.
Polish?
And Mike was trying to get you to say Polish, which technically is spelled the same way.
That would have been a hell of an argument. We'd have to turn to the judges, of which we have none.
All right, well, now I put on the cone of silence.
Wait, let's just take a break. Don't you want to just take a break? Okay. A halftime break?
All right, fine. A three-quarter time break.
Yeah.
You're kicking ass here.
Well,
you're very good at this game.
I'm not very good. I'm.
What is it, 2-2?
Okay, so the word was Polish. So
polish.
Polish, yeah. Polish.
Yeah.
So you wanted me to talk about polishing my car?
Yeah.
You were trying to get me there?
I was trying.
And what was Sasha trying to do in the bathroom? Talking about nail polish?
Nail polish.
Oh, nail polish.
Yeah, the smelly stuff that gals put on in the bathroom. Yeah, nail polish.
Gals do a lot of things that are even more smelly than that.
Not in the bathroom.
No, not in the bathroom.
No. He was talking about the bathroom. The clean smells, the chemical smell.
We like our gals clean, don't we, Ken? Our wives are nice and clean, aren't they? That's what we look for in a woman. Oh, man. What was the name of that New York Times reporter? Let's start making a list.
No.
I can't believe you're still fixated on this. I'm obsessed with these young...
She is on your side.
Not anymore. I'm on Don McLean's side.
No, you're not. You're not. You
when
can't.
They come after... When the woke police come after anyone, we've got to... We've got to circle the wagons.
But not Don McLean.
No exceptions.
No. The op-ed article was interesting because it talked about...
bring it up!
Patricia McLean, I think?
Yeah, his wife.
Don McLean's second wife.
She called me.
Who accused him of domestic abuse and had him arrested. And then she called Andy.
Yeah,
she called Andy on the phone to ask if he would testify at the divorce.
Well, that's not exactly
at the divorce trial.
She wanted to know if I had any other stories. I had written a little article about my time with McLean.
A little article,
yeah, in your magazine
that's still available online.
And then she did call during the divorce and wanted to know if there were any other incidents I could remember.
Yeah,
and I did not help her there.
Well, you directed her to me.
You can't kick a man when he's down like that. Oh God!
No, you directed her to somebody who might have been able to help her with exactly what she was looking for.
And I have no memory.
You did. You directed her to your ex manager and Don McLean's ex manager.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I did. Yeah. To Herb Gard, the late Herb Gard. You're right.
Yep.
You're right. They ended up estranged.
Yeah.
Maybe there was even a lawsuit. And I did. I said maybe Herb can help you. I wonder if he did.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Man, life is complicated.
Thanks, Herb.
What is her name? Come on, somebody call me.
All right, I'm going to put on...
She's in the New York Times today.
I'm going to put on the headphones here.
Wait.
No, come on. I don't want to listen to the MERS bow longer than necessary. So are you ready with a word? I'm going to put the MERS bow headphones on. Stop looking for this stupid New York Times op-ed. Okay, I'm starting the MERS bow.
I'm haunted by these women.
Ah!
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to say a word. Okay, hold on. Ken, hold on. Sorry. I wasn't ready. Okay. The word is neck.
Tap me. Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, God. That really is painful.
It is painful.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Okay, Ken. I'm going to go first, and then I'm going to invite callers to help me.
Great.
201-209-9368.
Let's go.
I guess, you know what wouldn't be fair? If the word was love, because I always say love the show as a greeting.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, now I know it can't be the word, because if you say the word, then you get negative points.
You want me to just keep talking and so you know what words are safe?
Yeah.
Okay, you know it's not nap, and you know it's not love.
Peace and love. Peace and love and naps.
Wait, let me see if it was peace.
Peace and love and naps.
Let me see if it... Wait, it might have been peace. Hold on.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Andy, I should have said the word eight and asked you to give the phone number. But that wouldn't be fair. Not, I wouldn't want to win like that.
Not spelled the same way. E-I-G-H-T.
Wait, it has to be spelled the same way?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go for a homonym.
Wait, let me see if homonym's the word.
Is it?
No.
Do you give up? Can I take a call?
No, I'm going to... Let me wait. Answer a question first.
Okay.
Okay. How you feeling?
Feeling great.
Screw you. All you do is brag about how good you feel.
I don't feel that good. Don't worry.
Tell me why you don't feel good.
No, I feel fine. I feel, you know, I feel better than I did a couple of months ago.
I love the Bob Dylan line. I'm feeling pretty good, but that ain't saying much. I can feel a whole lot better.
Is that from Brownsville Girl?
Brownsville Girl, baby. My favorite song. Okay, let's take some calls. Okay. I don't have the courage or the interest, or the energy.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Tell me why you don't feel good.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm on the air.
Yeah, turn down your radio or your computer.
You love the show.
It is silence. I do love the show. I don't hate the show.
That's all we ask, that you don't hate the show.
Right.
Or you hate it less than...
I love the show.
You love the show. And can you want to ask Ken a question or two?
I've got, you know, I'm really thinking that we can, you've got the core of next year's marathon, because what we need is, we need to see you both suffering through the Mertzbau headphones.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The sound is so enigmatic. I want to need, so Ken, describe what happens to you physically when you crank up the Mertzbau.
I get all tense, and I don't crawl into a fetal position, but I crawl into a pre-fetal position.
Not quite fetal, but it does. You there are contractions.
Yes, I definitely.
I have the same reaction.
I tighten up. I bring my arms and my hands over my ears, even though it makes no difference because I'm wearing headphones.
Wait, show me how you do it. Well, that's not tightening up.
Yeah, it is. That's very tightening up.
It looks like you're all scrunched down there.
Yeah.
So if you were to wear the Mertzbau headphones for more than 5 minutes, you would have repercussions.
I think I could. Yeah, probably I would. They're very loud.
There'd be no state secret that you would not reveal.
No, I don't think I'd spill my guts after 5 minutes of Mertzbau.
But the next day you would have symptoms.
Well, it would probably hurt my hearing because the volume is so incredibly high.
Oh my God, it hurts my shoulders.
Yeah.
Because I get all tense. Are you tensed up?
Yeah. If you want to.
Do you want a massage?
No, that's okay. I'm not.
Can I give you a massage?
No, I'll pass.
Let me just give you a massage right now.
No, thank you.
But you look so tense.
Yeah. No, I'm okay now because I'm not listening to Mertzbau's song München.
Ah, the beautiful city.
Yeah. All right, well, nice try, caller.
Thank you.
We're going to move on. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Oh, I think she was about to say her name.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
It is listener Rob from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hold on, let me...
Oh, hey, Rob.
I'm in an AA Zoom meeting. Let me turn it down.
Oh, you're in an AA.
Wow,
an AA Zoom meeting.
What if your sponsor? Yeah, what if your
I
sponsor?
Zoom every day to a meeting in Alpharetta, Georgia. So.
Jeez, how long you been clean?
123 days.
Nice.
Good. Mazel tov. Congratulations.
Way to go. 4 months, man. Yeah. That's
wait,
great.
But you can Zoom in AA.
Well, it's not IAA, it's AA, and I actually go to a meeting in New York City every morning at 7,
yeah,
and then I go to this Zoom meeting in Alpharetta, Georgia at 5.
Right.
I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and it's not exactly...
Ken, you don't have to...
live meetings here would be okay, but it's, I'd be the only one there with a mask on, and it was, you know...
Yeah. Well, Hot Springs is a big drinking town.
I got sober in New Orleans, which is a bigger drinking town.
Holy cow!
The bigger drinking a town is, the more robust the AA meetings.
Wow! And what was your favorite drink?
Well, that's funny. When I went to rehab, they always ask you what your DOC is, and I was like, beer. You know, I was kind of embarrassed to say beer when other
beer.
Guys were like,
yeah,
I'm on meth, I'm on coke and meth, I'm on Drano, you know.
Wow, Drano.
You feel kind of like you want to embellish your drug of choice.
I'm so happy that the word's not Drano. Did you have actually people in an AA meeting who said that they used Drano to get high?
No.
Okay. No. But when you're
here, all kinds. I mean,
when you're in an AA meeting online,
an AA meeting just for entertainment.
When you're in an AA meeting online, you can hit mute. I mean, you can.
Yeah, I'm muted right now. If I stood in front of my iPad, they could see me on the phone with you. And that
can you put us on the AA meeting? Can you patch us in?
Yeah, hold on. Here you go.
Okay.
This is my first AA meeting. I know it's old school to you, Ken.
But remember, it's anonymous, so.
Okay, Andy, introduce yourself.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we can hear that. Can they hear us?
No.
Oh, no, we want them to be able to hear us.
Oh, wait, you want me to put you at the AA meeting?
Well, let's hear them first. Put them on.
Well, it's a closed meeting, so unless you have a problem.
No, they're cool. They're cool. Can we hear the AA meeting?
On Sunday, they have open meetings where you can go and...
those are the ones that you have to get drunk first.
What story is this woman telling?
Well, I've been listening to you and not her, but usually everybody tells the same story, you know?
Which is about temptation? About
well, I mean, it's usually like I used to be a drunk. I'd stay out at the after hours until it's all the same story, really. I shouldn't joke about it because it has been very helpful.
Yeah,
in my recovery.
you've been off the sauce for 4 months. It's great, man. Keep going.
Ken, do you recognize a power greater than yourself?
I do.
Life?
Yes.
Is it me?
When I was at AA, when I went to rehab at Oasis House, they ask you.
Yeah.
They tell you you have to have a higher power, and I'm not a religious person, so I asked if my toaster oven could be my higher power.
Oh, that would have been, I'm sure, a joy. You would have been a joy to have at that meeting.
What did they say?
No, they told me to find a different higher power.
So there's no.
Oh, option. you know who you should opt for? God. I've heard amazing stories about God.
They're calling on Eric B. from Brooklyn. This guy's actually pretty good.
Eric B. from Brooklyn?
Eric B. from Brooklyn. He's good.
Okay, put him on. Let's listen in.
Hold on. Here we go.
Andy,
Alan.
Oh, Eric B. couldn't unmute his microphone.
Oh, damn.
Alan B. was in Brownsville. He's a good dude.
Wait, I think you're giving us too much information about these guys.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be anonymous, right? See, that's one of the old-fashioned things that I don't understand. I'm a proud alcoholic.
Well,
I don't mind telling.
Well, you've got your act together. Yeah, but you can see why people would want to remain anonymous.
Well, because sometimes you might have a job. Like, if you worked at FMU and somebody came in, you might be like,
Well.
And maybe... Maybe you should try BAI, dude.
I know the word.
Yeah.
I know the word.
What is the word we're trying to make you say?
Drano.
It's not Drano. The word
well,
was...
Well, I said Drano.
That's right. You said Drano. I'm sorry. I lose. Yeah.
The word was...
What is the prize this week?
I don't know. I've been giving away $100, and I'm sick of it.
Ain't no prize.
The prize... Are there any Shut Up Weirdo t-shirts left?
Nope. They're all gone.
Asking about t-shirts from other shows.
But thanks for the call, man. Hey, man.
Aside from you guys, that was always my second favorite show.
It was always my first favorite show, and I'm on this one.
Hey, man, get back in the AA meeting. They're wondering what happened to you.
Yeah.
I'm here. You know, we should do a whole show from an AA meeting.
Yeah, call us next week from the AA meeting, okay?
Hey, maybe we should.
Thanks for the call.
Ken, the word was neck.
Neck. So I don't even remember anything going in the direction of neck.
Well, actually, you came very close. You were talking about how stiff the music made you.
Oh, that's right.
You were tantalizingly close.
Yes, tantalizingly close.
And how was this show? How did this game work out for you?
I thought it was fantastic. And we have a new outro theme by David Ray. In case you missed it at the beginning, there's a new theme song, which is a tribute both to Andy and to Andy's new best friend, Don McLean.
Hey, I'll see you next week.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Tell your singers,
oh, there we go.
Fuzzy, fuzzy glove. Tell your singers clean and blue. Look out, Andy's coming through. With eyes that see the darkness of Kent's soul, singing railroad bill, sketches on SNL, Monk is on the TV still. You can watch the good cop if you will. Now I understand. Try to say to me how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. But I could told you, Andy, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Mess around, everybody doing the mess around.